It's time for you to be empowered. The Secret Temple and Law of Attraction with Miracle Mentor and Alchemy Life Coach, Robert Zink. And now, America's Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. My name is Robert Zink, your miracle mentor, your mentor of light. Delighted to be bringing you this podcast since 2009, wherever you're at, you know, in the car, in your home, at the gym, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, with an empowering, uplifting message on the Law of Attraction, helping you achieve and attract the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you absolutely need and depend upon. You can have it all. There are no limits. Don't set any boundaries for yourself. I want to remind you that if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you might want to subscribe to it. And the reason for the subscription is that you will make sure every single day that you'll have this podcast. So be sure and subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio or wherever you are listening to this podcast. Now let's talk. Today is a heart-to-heart talk. I have no script. I have no notes. I'm just talking from my heart today. I work with a lot of people, and many of them are going through some trying times when it comes to relationships. Now, understand what I'm talking about could apply to anything, but we're using relationships as the context. And oftentimes, they will get into a cycle, and the cycle is in regards to a relationship. Should I call him? Should I call her? Should I text? Should I write a letter? Should I send flowers? Should I do this? Should I do that? What can we do to do this? What can we do to stop that? You know, she's filed for divorce. Will it go through? Will it not go through? And it goes on and on and on. And here's the point I'm trying to make. If you're still operating, if you're still living at that level, then nothing has changed. Not a damn thing. You're just looking for a way to patch up a broken relationship. You're looking for a way to fix a bad relationship. And you're hoping that it will work. What I am trying to tell you is that the law of attraction can save your relationship. But you need to be absolutely and completely committed to working within the energy level, what we would call in the Kabbalah a higher plane of consciousness. You have to be committed to working at that level, not at the technique level. Look at, there's all kinds of people on the internet that will share with you different techniques. Wait 3 days before you text back. Call him a lot and tell him you love him over and over and over again, and then ignore him for 3 days. Push-pull, fractionation. And all of these techniques, if you will, have their place. They all have a power about them, but none of them is designed to replace the law of attraction. You see, when you truly begin to think differently, When you truly begin to feel differently, when you truly begin to create differently, then nothing, nothing can stand in your way. Not a damn thing. And you will have the love you crave. But as long as you're worried about technique, as long as that's your focus, do I text him? Do I take him lunch? Do I write him a poem? Do I send her flowers? You know, that kind of stuff. Those are all important steps. But here's what I want. I really want you, if you're trying to save your relationship, to focus more on creating an environment of inner love and harmony with your estranged spouse or partner. I want you to create an inner dynamic. When you create the inner dynamic, according to all the ancient mystery schools, according to all the ancient teachings, according to some of the latest science on quantum physics, when you create the inner dynamic, then the world begins to change around you. Your relationship begins to change. All of a sudden, things change. But it's not because you're sitting there waiting for it. Oh, I'm just thinking this way in hopes that things will change. Because then it doesn't work. It's not real. Look, all your life, you've been able to fool some of the people some of the time. You can't fool the universe. You can't fool the energy matrix that you are a part of and that flows through you. There's no shortcuts to this. I can have your relationship back together in no time if you are willing to see, feel, think, and change your belief system. But as long as you're living with the old beliefs and just looking for techniques, you're going to struggle. Oh yes, we'll have our victories. We have plenty of them. I have tons of people who did not change, who really did not apply the law of attraction, but used the techniques that I gave them, and they saved their marriage, their relationship. I just have talking about a lady who was separated. Her husband was seeing someone else. And now they're back together. They've been apart for a year. They're back together. They're deeply in love. And I guess the good news is she's pregnant and they're expecting a child. And they're all excited about this. I'm not certain that she changed her inner dynamic. I don't know for certain. I can never know for certain. Only the universe knows. My guess is she didn't change her inner dynamic. The techniques work. But I'm here to tell you, if you want a guarantee from the universe, then you've got to change your inner dynamic first. It doesn't make any difference what is going on. People will say, well, I heard he's dating someone else now. Or she's seeing someone else. I hear that all the time. What has that got to do with it? You're creating your reality. You created that too. Let's get real. You create the good, the bad, and the ugly in your life. And if your relationship right now is either bad or ugly, you are the creator of that. I can help you uncreate that. I can help you take your relationship from bad and ugly to good and great and extraordinary. But you have to be willing to put skin in the game, which means inner change. Look at, if he doesn't change and she doesn't change, why get back together? You got the same old dirty laundry. Okay, I'll be right back with a closing thought on this. I hope I'm getting to some of you. I hope I'm reaching some of you, because I'm talking to you from my soul. I want you to have the love that you crave. I really mean that. We'll be right back.
The quality of your life and your ability to attract everything you want depends on focus, clarity, health, and vitality. Robert Zink and Rachel Haas have developed a powerful program to clear your chakras, thus giving you the focus, clarity, health, and vitality you need to live a productive, vibrant life. Order today the Chakra Cleaning and Mind-Body Healing Program from www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. This program cleans your energy centers, raises your vibration, and helps you to attract abundance, joy, and health. Visit www.lawofattractionsolutions.com to get this amazing audio program and enjoy the benefits of mind-body healing today.
When a relationship comes apart, there's a window of opportunity. And for most relationships, not all, but for most, it's about 3 months. About 3 months. And then after that, you need to expect it to take more time. Now, if you've been married for a number of years, all the evidence seems to point out that it will take about 1 month for every year of marriage to get over that person, to get beyond the habits and the daily routines and all of that kind of stuff. So, we'll say you've been married for 15 years. You've got a window of about 15 months. That doesn't mean you can't attract that person back into your life at 18 months or 20 months or 24 months. But I'm just saying optimum, you have a window of about 15 months. The sooner you begin to take action, the sooner you and I begin to work together, the sooner you will see results. But are you willing to change inside? Are you willing to create new pictures? Are you willing to adopt new beliefs? Are you willing to throw yourself into the holy fire and transform yourself? Because you are the creator of your reality. I'm not the creator. Your boyfriend or girlfriend is not the creator. You are creating it. So you decide what you want to create. And stop. Final thought. Stop looking at the evidence. Doesn't make any difference if she's filed for divorce, if he's filed for divorce. It doesn't make any difference if they're seeing someone else. None of that has anything to do with anything when you begin to attract, when you begin to use the magnetism of the law of attraction to save your love life, your relationship. If you loved each other once, you can love each other again, even better. I believe that. Help is on the way. I'm in your corner. Thank you so much for listening, putting up with me today. We'll be back on track next week. You have a great day now because you, and I mean you too, you absolutely deserve it. Bye-bye.